Welcome to Chatterbox, the Norwich Talking newspaper. From everybody here, we'd like to wish you a very happy new year. This is edition number 1888, recorded on Thursday, the 7th of January 2016, bringing you news and information from your local Norwich Evening News. I'm Sarah Lusher, and I'm joined by James McGarry.
Thank you, Sarah. We'd like to welcome new listener Jan Hammond from Beeston Regis. We do hope you enjoy our Chatterbox recordings. As always, we have a selection of news items, two features, one on events in 2015 and another on previous modes of transport for the city. We have letters to the Evening News and Information Desk. Our first news stories include a church being used for performers and an award for a city hotel. But first, greener buses are coming to Norwich in a bid to improve air quality.
A bid for £665,840 to fit 39 buses in Norwich and Broxbourne in Hertfordshire with eco-friendly technology has been successful, the Department for Transport has confirmed. The technology will cut harmful emissions by up to 90%, affecting 130,000 journeys a year in the two areas. Part of the Clean Bus Technology Fund 2015, money is being awarded to 18 local authorities across England to reduce nitrogen oxide emissions in pollution hotspots. The decision has been made after a series of tests revealed hotspots of pollution in some of the city's centre's busiest areas, including Castle Meadow, St Stephen's, King Street, Riverside Road and Bull Close Road. In an attempt to improve air quality in the hotspots, buses are to be fitted with exhaust gas treatment systems.
The Queen has carried out the first engagement of her 90th year at St Mary Magdalene Church in Sandringham. Among the hundreds of people waiting in the cold and rain to see her were David and Sue Lawrence Brooks from Groby in Leicestershire, who journeyed from their holiday home in Wells. It was the first time they had been to Sandringham, and Mr. Lawrence Brooks, who is in his mid-80s, said, "I saw the Queen nearly 60 years ago at a dairy show at Earl's Court. I was 26 then, and I saw her again at a distance when I went to Buckingham Palace in 1976. We're both keen royalists. To be entering her 90th year now, and to have been head of state more than 60 years, is amazing. You never hear any criticism of her. She is super."
Police seized 30 cannabis plants and arrested one man during an early morning raid in Helsdon. Five officers took part in the operation at a home on Meadow Way. A 25-year-old man who lives at the address was arrested and taken to Aylsham Police Station for further questioning. Sergeant Adam Edge said the electricity board had to be called out to cut power to the house, and he added, "Norfolk Constabulary takes the production of cannabis very seriously."
As the 12 days of Christmas draw to a close, spare a thought for the staff of two of the region's biggest attractions who have been involved in an even more unusual numerical challenge. Zookeepers at Banham Zoo near Diss and Africa Alive near Lowestoft have been put to the test conducting the annual inventory, which involved counting more than 200 different species across the two parks. The information is collated through a database, the Zoological Information Management System, which is used by zoos around the world so the information about different animals can be shared for conservation purposes. Sarah Jeremy, head keeper at Banham Zoo, said counting the tigers and giraffes was an easy task, but not all the animals are so easy, especially when there are more than 600 cockroaches. She said the prairie dogs are difficult to count as they live underground. "We have a couple of keepers who count all of them in a certain area, but you just don't know how many are underground. Part of a keeper's job is to count their animals every day, but this is obviously harder with the big groups of deer and flamingos we have."
A circus troupe hopes to turn a landmark city church into a school for acrobats. The Great Yarmouth-based Lost in Translation Circus Company hopes to move into the vacant St Michael Cosnley Church in Oak Street in Norwich. Performers want to use the venue to rehearse touring shows, offer evening classes for adults and children, and stage public performances. The building has been unused since the Inspire Discovery Centre moved out in 2011, and it has been on the market ever since. Volunteers at Norwich Historic Churches Trust welcomed the proposals, which would breathe fresh life into the medieval building and help keep it in a good state of repair. A planning application has now been submitted to Norwich City Council. Michael Wingate of the Trust said he fully supports the planning application. This proposed new use will make the church very accessible to the public and with a strong emphasis on enjoyment, he said. Visitors will be able to watch the circus activities from the gallery or take part in a range of classes, both for adults and children. The major investment made 30 years ago to convert the church into a community gym will allow the circus company to fit into the building without further changes to the historic fabric.
More than 230 referrals were handled by Norfolk County Council's Adult and Children's Social Services emergency teams over the festive period. The figure was slightly up on the previous year when the team dealt with 229 referrals, 141 for adults and 88 for children. James Joyce, chairman of the Council's Children's Services Committee, said, "Our social work teams worked tirelessly over the holiday period and throughout the year to help keep families safe and ensure families have access to the support they need. We all know that Christmas can be a stressful time, and for those facing additional challenges, having an outreach team at hand can be the reassurance they need."
A sport with an interesting concept and an even more interesting name is taking off in the region. Invented in the USA, pickleball fuses aspects of badminton, tennis and table tennis and is rapidly increasing in popularity across the country, with Norwich one of the first places to catch on. When Norwich Pickleball Club was founded in 2014, it was just the third of its kind in the UK. This number has increased tenfold, with the UK Pickleball Association now boasting 32 clubs across the nation.
A Norwich hotel has scooped a top award in a national competition, which judges the best toilets around the country. The Maid's Head won the Best English Hotel Loo in the Loo of the Year Awards 2015, as well as a top platinum grading and an Attendant of the Year Award for cleanliness. It comes after the hotel finished a year-long project costing £140,000 to refurbish all public toilets in the historic building. Christine Malcolm, Hotel General Manager, said, "We're very proud of our refurbished toilets. It is fantastic to have received this endorsement of their quality with a National English Loo of the Year Award. I'm particularly pleased for our hard-working housekeeping team led by Mandy Ames, and specifically Erwin Mulari, who has overall responsibility for keeping the toilets looking at their best. The Loo of the Year Awards has been assessing the country's toilets since 1987.
A new law targeting domestic abusers who use controlling behaviour on their victims has been welcomed by the region's senior prosecutor. The offence, which came into force last month, introduces a maximum 5-year jail term and fine for the offence of controlling or coercive behaviour. It relates to an intimate or family relationship and could include humiliation or intimidation, regulating behaviour, isolating people and depriving them of the means to escape, such as through access to money. Jenny Hopkins, East of England Chief Crown Prosecutor and the Crown Prosecution Service National Champion on Violence Against Women and Girls, said, "Controlling and coercive behaviour is an insidious crime which can have a devastating and long-lasting impact on the lives of victims, and I am pleased we have a new weapon to fight those who demonstrate this behaviour. The new offence is best understood as outlawing harm caused by a pattern of abusive behaviour, and there is new legal guidance and training for prosecutors which makes it clear that it is not about isolated actions and does not infringe upon the dynamics of normal, healthy relationships."
A charity set up to support people with cystic fibrosis has raised £7,000 towards a new playground at a children's hospital. Ellie's Love was set up in memory of Ellie Lodes from Colkirk, who was diagnosed with cystic fibrosis shortly after birth and died aged 16 in November 2013. Ellie required a number of stays on Buxton Ward at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital, and after her death, parents Nick and Elaine decided to set up the charity in her memory, purchasing a whole range of equipment and items which benefit cystic fibrosis patients. The charity has also supported the Jenny Lind Children's Hospital Playground Appeal.